Lovely to have Vanessa Hutchins, manager of the Civic Theatre, nice and cool in here this morning. Hello.
Very nice. Thanks for having me.
Oh, what a day. What a couple of days on the way. Welcome to the Australian summer. Some exciting things happening. Newcastle and Port Stephens Libraries launching Newcastle's Big Book Club. If you're a bookworm, this is fantastic. And you're kick-starting with Jasper Jones. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, well, book club night at the Civic Theatre is on Valentine's Day as well. Ooh. So we're saying it's a book lover's delight.
Wouldn't that be a nice first date? Something a little bit different. Anyone can go out to dinner or go to the movies or...
Yeah, or come and bring your favourite book instead of your partner. How does that sound?
Well, if you don't like your partner, it probably sounds fantastic. Potentially meet a new partner there.
Yeah, that's right. But look, it's going to be a fantastic night. Basically, we've been celebrating as our summer read, Jasper Jones. It's an award-winning novel. It's an Australian novelist, should I say. And really, really exciting book. I mean, it's very topical. It's got some really interesting, important themes, I think, that explore, you know, microcosms of our society. And we have the pleasure of having Craig Sylvie, the writer, with us for a Q&A and to basically do a reading and to break open Jasper Jones.
I find it fascinating watching authors describe their work because some are so enthusiastic about it and others are so humble and they feel like it's a baby and they kind of don't want to give
let
away.
Go.
Have you noticed that with some writers?
Absolutely. Look, I think Craig's probably had to be forced to let go a bit.
The baby?
Because obviously there's been a stage adaptation, which we do present at Civic Theatre, March 1st. To four, and we had Kate Mulvaney, who was the writer adapter at the season's launch in November at the Civic Theatre last year, and she was amazing. And I think that's what got it in our head again about how great a novel Jasper Jones is. But joining us on stage two on Tuesday night is Rachel Perkins, who's the director of the film Jasper Jones. And Craig Sylvie actually went right through the process of being in collaboration, being the script adapter too.
See, there's the problem, isn't it? Because people will often come and say, look, I read the book and I saw the movie and it must be so tough. Talking about giving your baby away, hard as it is explaining about it, all of a sudden, you know, the movie mob come along and they go, how close has it been to the book? And how does it get elastic in that situation?
Well, that's a great thing because we've not only got, you know, within the fortnight, we've got the author in town, then we've got the play opening, which is another, you know, different look at it again, and then we've got the film to see. So, you know, you can really have a good...
Tick all the boxes.
...unpacking of Jasper Jones, and that's what we're excited about.
What's the state of Australian writing at the moment? We know the film industry's doing it very, very hard and it's all dollars and cents, but have we got a really healthy, burgeoning, you know, literature... you know, industry in Australia?
Well, look, I think we do, and I think, you know, we can see that activated really well in Newcastle with the libraries. I mean, their attendance rates are just enormous right across Newcastle, right across Port Stephens. You know, they are our favourite places in Newcastle, the libraries.
You are joking. You're telling me that a non-battery-operated information device is still popular with people.
Yeah, and I imagine their air conditioning's working really well today as well.
You know, so you're ticking all the boxes as well, truly.
Right.
Look, I think it's a great idea. Jasper Jones sounds very, very interesting. What is lying ahead for the Big Book Club? Can you give us some more details of what's going to be coming further on down the track?
Sure. Well, the libraries do have book clubs across the year, but this one, it was a big focus around summer because, as you know, it's summer, you get holidays, everyone gets that opportunity to finally have a relax and have a read. So the idea was kind of get, you know, let's get all these brains looking at Jasper Jones and then pull them all together for this fantastic night at Civic Theatre. So the unpacking, I think, is actually going to happen live on stage that night.
It's a very trendy description because, you know, in this day and age, everyone's unpacking something or deconstructing this.
Mm. And the great thing is that the audience actually will get to ask questions direct to Craig, direct to Rachel, you know, so it's not just going to be me as the host leading the way. We're going to open up that conversation.
And the interesting thing is you don't know what questions are going to come up because you may read a book and see it a totally different way to I see it or, you know, someone else sees it and it may have a totally different meaning.
Yeah, and we do expect that, you know, people might have already... Jasper Jones was at Belvoir. That's where we've bought the live performance show from. They might have already seen it there. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, they do get the opportunity to see it again. So I think we're creating a great pathway for a journey into looking, you know, at this cultural aspect of Australia.
And it must be fabulous for a writer as well to touch and get to interact with their audience, because it must be a lonely process chunking away at a keyboard and wondering, okay, I know people are reading it, but who's reading it? What kind of person's reading it, and how are they receiving it?
And that's what we want to know. What got him over the line? Yeah. You know, was it a publisher or was it him himself that was driven by it?
And
there's a really lot of fascinating things to discuss. And, of course, at the moment with the film opening too, Rachel and Craig are really busy. Like, I only just got them before they were about to fly to Berlin to the International Film Festival. So, you know, we were actually very lucky to secure them for Tuesday for Book Lovers Day.
All the ducks are in the row. It's a tough gig being a writer, apparently, so it'll be nice to take to the stage. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Feel free to utilise our air conditioning for as long as you like, or head down to the local library. Vanessa Hutchins, manager at the Civic Theatre. 29 to midday.